Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to talk about how we contribute in the world. And before we get to that, I always want to take a moment and just say thank you to all of you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place, that place of service, and you want to make a difference in the world. Perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you're going to find great value from this show again today. Now, today we're doing Biz Bites with Bonnie, which, as you might remember, is a shorter show between 10 and 15 minutes. When I have a guest, I usually spend a little bit more time, about a half an hour. So, you know, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent, whether it's Biz Bites with Bonnie or whether it's a guest being on the show. And I would like to remind you to join us on Facebook at Entrepreneur Mastery. It's a place where we can all support one another and connect with one another. And I'm really active in that group as well. Now, you can find the links to all of the internet radio directories and stations and all of that for this podcast on my website at BonnieGressel.com. Places like iHeartRadio and iTunes and SoundCloud and Stitcher and Spreaker and TuneIn Radio and Google Play, and there might be a few others as well. But if you go to BonnieGressel.com and I put the link on the show page, you can get to all those other places from there. And I always have a free gift for you to help you on your entrepreneur journey. And I am thrilled to be able to offer you a free invitation to a telesummit that is going on. It's going to start on the 16th, which is next Monday. And I've been asked to be a guest actually on that summit. And I'm very excited about that. It's Women of Influence. It's the second annual summit. And Serena Kirkasal is the host. And she does a fabulous job sharing all of this information. Everybody, of course, is donated a free gift as well. So there's lots of stuff on that page. So the link is below. You can check it out. Now, perhaps you want to be on the show as a guest. That would be awesome. Just connect with me at BonnieGressel.com or send me a message on Facebook. And let's talk about that, because I'm always interested in helping you share your message as well. So now, today, I want to talk about how we contribute in the world. And what made me really think about this week is all of the stuff that's been going on in the world. Oh my goodness. I my heart goes out to all of those who've been affected by the hurricanes and wildfires and earthquakes. And now, this latest mass shooting in Las Vegas, it just breaks my heart to see so much loss and death and destruction and struggle. You know, whether it's all around us, it's oppression, it's prejudice, it's hate, it's bias. I mean, the list goes on and on. And sometimes it's hard to see the good that goes on. But you know what? There is good. We just have to take a step back and notice it. You know, like maybe you watch the news as I did of all the unfoldings of both the natural disasters and the shooting in Las Vegas. All the people who sacrificed themselves to help other human beings, sacrificed their own safety, sometimes their own lives, just to help another human being. So there is good in the world. And what we can do, I mean, I often wonder, well, what can I do? I mean, what can I do to help all of these victims, all of these people? What can I do to help the world? And, you know, there's all kinds of things that people say that you can do. You can donate, you know, blood or money or whatever. But you know what? Something that I think all of us, every single one of us can do, and we have the choice to do this, is we can send our prayers and thoughts and emotions. I mean, we choose. We have free will. So we can choose and can contribute love and good energy. It doesn't matter where we are, what we have, what we don't have, but we're all human. and we all have free will, and we can choose to feel a certain way, to think a certain way. It's our gift. It's our gift as humans. And so, you know, contribute in any way that you feel you can, but know that we can always, every single one of us, do that by just sending our thoughts and our prayers, because it's energy, right? It's all energy. And that energy, you know, if enough of us do that, we can change the world. We really, really can. So having said that, there's all this stuff going on in the world. What about your business? You know, are you one of those people who are called to serve in some way? Did you ever wonder why am I here? You know, do you feel that your work is your passion and your purpose? Many of us do that are listening to this show. I'm sure many of you do. I know after I survived the accident back in 2009 and got my brain back, I certainly felt like I had a purpose and there was a reason that I was still here. I was meant to do more in this life. And perhaps that's the way that you feel too. So wherever you are on the path, you know, you've probably found that it's not always nicely laid out for you. You know, there are lessons, there are detours, some things work, some things don't. You know, there's that famous saying, you always know that half of your marketing works, you just don't know which half it is. But you keep going because you know in your heart and your soul that it's going to work, that it's going to all work out, and that this is what you're meant to do. So how do you contribute to the world? You know, if you're a holistic entrepreneur, you probably serve and help others in some way. Perhaps you're a coach and help people with their health issues or relationships or losing weight or business stuff or money issues, whatever problem they have that keeps them up at night. That means you come from that place of service, right? You're here to help people in some way. And I always say that it's all pain. I mean, I've said this before, and maybe you've heard me say this on the show. If you're not the weight you want to be, not in the relationship you want to be, not the money that you want, not the business you want, whatever it is, if you're not there, to me, that's being in pain. And so really, all of us are massive pain management specialists, right? Because we help people with their biggest problem, the thing that keeps them up at night, their pain, so to speak. So, you know, however you serve, wherever you are in the journey, isn't it kind of nice to hear from other people who have made it that they had some tough times too? They had some, you know, detours and bumps in the road and it wasn't all rosy and they didn't get there overnight and all of that stuff. I know that for me, that really makes me feel better because sometimes we feel like it's just us, right? Everyone else must be super, you know, successful right away. But you know what? We don't see all the other stuff. We just see the highlight reels, right? So not everybody talks about those things. Well, there's a friend of mine, a colleague, Serena Carcasol, who is doing a summit. And it's the second time she's doing it. It's the annual summit for women entrepreneurs who want to get visible and thrive. And it's really 30 of us. I'm one of them. I'm so honored to be one of them. But there's 30 of us talking about how we overcame our struggles and our heartaches to become successful, to become sort of masters of our own fates. Because, you know, you can give up if you want to. But the only people who don't succeed in life are those who quit. And so if you're one of those people and you're just not ever going to quit, you're just going to keep putting one foot in front of the other, then I think listening to other people talk about that and how they got through those difficult times is really helpful for you on your journey. Plus, everyone's offering a free gift, which is fabulous. I've looked at some of the gifts. Oh my goodness. I think I'm going to sign up for most of them because I think it's helpful to know that you're not alone. You know, you're not alone in many ways, right? There's the universe, God, whatever your belief system is, the angels. There's all these non-human beings necessarily around us. And then we have earth angels too. We all have earth angels around us. So we're always surrounded by those entities. But it's always still nice to hear that other people go through the same stuff and to know that they made it. Because if they made it, then you know that you can make it. So I put the link to this event down on the show page as well. Check it out because there's some amazing speakers on there. I'm so honored. Oh my goodness, so honored to be asked to be in this group of experts. And it's just amazing to me. And you know, the other thing that's amazing to me is all of these people, and I've interviewed many of these people on my own summit or podcasting in the past, how generous they are. And you know why I think they're so generous is because they're a holistic entrepreneur, right? They come from that place of service. We want to help. And so you will find tremendous generosity from most people. I mean, there are very few people who are really, I mean, some people are kind of in it just to how much business can I get or whatever. But by and large, if you're listening to this show and you've enjoyed, you know, some of the guests I've had on in the past and have attended any of my summits, that sort of thing, you get the sense of we all come from that place of service. We're all here to help one another. So whether it's sending prayers and good thoughts and energy and love out to the world or to your clients, it really doesn't matter. We can all do that and we can all help one another. So I think coming from that place of service is what makes us special. It's what makes us different than like another, you know, just a person who does a business. You know, I had someone say to me once, this is a friend of mine, it was before I left my job at a large multi-specialty clinic. He said, Bonnie, you need to do what feeds your soul. And I think that's what all of us do. We do what feeds our soul. And if you want some tips, some advice, you want to hear about some other stories of people who have made it to that level of success, then I would, you know, check out the summit, because they're all doing what feeds their soul. If that's what you do in life, you do what truly feeds your soul, then you will always do that and you will be successful. Absolutely. If you're not today, you will be tomorrow. Just don't stop. Just keep walking. So your homework for this week is to think about that. Think about where you are on the journey, and is there some, you know, help that you need or things that you want to hear about from other people? You know, there's so much noise out there. There's so much noise out on online about taking this class and that class and listening to this person and that person. And I don't mean to add to that for you. So I want you to begin by just taking some quiet time and reflecting where you are. You know, take an inventory of where you are on your journey and what is it that you need or what is it that you want. And maybe something that you need is to just hear that you're not by yourself, that you're not alone. There are other people out there, other people who have, you know, quote, made it or whatever. So if that's you, you know, seek out that information. So your homework is to really just check in with yourself and see where you're at. So have a fabulous week, everyone. And until next time, remember, you are here for a reason, and anything is possible.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.